I'm a Yorkshire man. Rose white, not red. Yorkshire born and bred. Hey, up cocker, I'm a Yorkshire man. Careful, not tight. Don't take any rubbish. Oh, Yorkshire.
Yeah, Sweden is somewhere I visit a lot. My friend Magnus Johansson, who actually plays brass on my Eurovision song. He's the uncle of my best friend. So we go to Sweden. I was there last summer for a while. I go there a lot and write songs in Marstrand up the coast. And we sail around on boats and drink beers and listen to music. It's amazing. I love it.
Have you learned any Swedish words?
Tack så mycket.
Yeah, but that's good. I mean, that's good. Yeah.
What did I learn? I think I've forgotten most of it. Oh, God. But when you're there, you kind of get in the vibe, and I could kind of understand what people were saying after a while, but I wouldn't call myself anywhere near being able to say anything in Swedish.
And I mean, for you, that you are from Yorkshire, and that's a place where all the Vikings wanted to come. So, I mean, you must feel at home here.
Yeah, definitely. I feel I've got a connection to. I'm 8% Swedish, so I can feel that when I go there. So I was thinking I was more because I always feel I have such a good time there, and I just feel like such a nice place to be. But unfortunately, it was only 8%.
Well, that's better than 0%.
Yeah, true.
I must tell you, we play a lot of music here on Radioactive. When I look into who you have been working with or who you know, it's like our playlist. Ed Sheeran, Rudimental, Calvin Harris, Keisha, Tony Braxton, Armin van Buuren. And, of course, James Newman now. but you have been working with so many people.
Yeah, I mean, I've been so lucky to write with so many amazing people. I've been writing professionally now for 8 years, or maybe 9, actually. And my first hit was with Rudimental, called Waiting All Night. And I was working in a restaurant, like 50 hours a week working in a restaurant. And then finally Rudimental used Waiting All Night, and it came out really quickly, actually. And it was still playing. It was being played on the radio when I was finishing my last shift in the restaurant, and it was like number one that week. And I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. So yeah, it went really quick for me going from working in a restaurant to then being in the music industry. And I mean, now I'm just a songwriter and an artist. So I'm really lucky that I get to do both. And I'm really excited to finally sing my own, sing the songs that I've written, which is a great feeling.
Now you're going to do Eurovision. I know that you were going to compete last year. This year you get a rematch. Could you say that?
Yeah. It's like I had a dress rehearsal last year. And this year I actually get to go and do it for real. So I think there's, you know, everything's got a silver lining, and I think this is one, because I've had the opportunity to learn so much about Eurovision and the community and how much it means to so many people. And I've had another go at writing a different song and coming back with a different idea. So I'm really looking forward to getting on the stage finally next week.
Some people let go. Some people let love slip away. Yeah. But I'm gonna hold on. When no one believes, I'll keep the faith. And I know that we're in trouble, but I swear that we'll survive. If we were deep sea divers, no one can find us. If you had nothing left, I'd give you my last breath.
but I swear that we'll survive. If we were deep sea divers, no one came to find us. If you had nothing left, I'd give you my
I'm just excited that people really like the song and the response has been really good. And I think for me, I think sometimes the UK has lost touch with Eurovision a little bit. And I think when you look at other countries like Sweden and when you watch Melody Festival, I think that's how you say
it. Yes, true.
You know, it just showed like every act in the final that I watched was just like amazing. Like, could have been on the radio, like Erik Sander and all the other people that were performing. It could have been Radio 1 music over here. And I just think that's the level that we have to step up to. So I'm really, you know, I really look towards Sweden as like a benchmark of how good we should be doing.
But I really like this song. It's a strong song. And tell us, James, what it's about.
So it's about the glow in the fire that hasn't burnt out. That's what the embers are, the kind of the little glow that's left after the fire's died down. So the idea is that it can be like reignited. What's the idea of people coming back together after such a rubbish time that we've all been through, like a glimmer of hope and people finally being able to like see each other and be together and like reignite passion and stuff. So I wanted something that people could dance to and have fun to and escape with. So the brass from Magnus and Co really helps.
Yeah, and I interviewed Magnus last week and in the radio, and because of COVID is horrible. I mean, it's but due to that, he was stuck in England, and that's why he got the, you asked him.
Yeah, he was literally staying at my friend's around the corner, so wasn't too far away. But yeah, he got stuck here, didn't he? So, but yeah, I'm lucky that I've got Bieland and Magnus and the other guys that will play on my music. You know, they play for Max Martin and stuff, and The Weeknd and Taylor Swift. So I'm really lucky that I've got these amazing musicians on my record.
I say that good things happen to good people. And I see that now just talking with you that you're humble. And I think that is number one to get people to help you to get success. That's what I think.
Oh, thank you very much. That's really nice of you to say. Appreciate it.
Have you tried any Swedish food that you liked extra? Have you Swedish meatballs?
Oh, I love Swedish meatballs. Johnny, my friend, his mum, Pia, she makes Swedish meatballs for us all the time. And when we were in Marstrand, just the amazing seafood was beautiful. I loved it.
Have you tried a Swedish herring?
Yeah, I have. We once went to a herring restaurant, which was in an amazing place, and we had to sail there. It was beautiful. But I like herring. I think after a few different flavors, you maybe want something different, but I like it. It's nice.
I couldn't agree with you more. You haven't tried the smelly fish, the surströmming. Have you heard about that?
I've heard about it, but I've never actually had the opportunity. I think I would try it because it's such a delicacy, isn't it?
But I love it. I can eat it.
Oh, really?
I can drink the juice from the can also. Not everyone can do that.
I think that's a challenge. When I come to Sweden next, that's a good challenge.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Yeah. So we know the Swedish. But tell us the who else is involved in your song during Eurovision.
The writers are Connor Blake, who writes for Medusa and loads of big people at the moment, and Tom Hollins and Sam Brennan, who are just literally having loads of hits on the radio. They're producers at the moment. So, and Danny Shah, who's written for the Spice Girls and stuff. So these people are all amazing writers and my friends. And we wanted to write something that represented the UK music industry as well, you know, if we're going to a song competition. So I think we really nailed that. And these guys are all brilliant. So it's great that I have the opportunity to work with them.
Sometimes I know my fire burns low, but as long as you're with me, I'll never get cold. Day and night, through darkness and light, I'll never worry when you're by my side. All feelings change and seasons fade, but nothing will burn us out. Nothing can stop us now. Out of the embers, you and I. Out of the embers, you and I.